last spoke to you, you'd just finished studying at Rivers Academy, you'd got your results and you were off to Houston. Do you want to explain to the listener how you got to that point?
So how I got to a US institution is through help from the sixth form and from the Sutton Trust. So the Sutton Trust was a program that I took part in that helped me form a solid application to actually apply to these private institutions in the States. And it was a very long process. We had to go through standardized exams, getting transcripts ready from the school, and writing personal statements of our own. But with the team at Sutton Trust and with the teachers supporting me as well, it was a very easy step. So as long as I had good grades, I had a good set of extracurriculars, I was good to go.
And what was the dream? What were you going off to study?
So I initially went with the intention of studying biological sciences. That's what I've been doing at my A-levels as well, so biology, math and chemistry. And I wanted to get into research. And through my experiences in the last year, I've actually had the opportunity to work in a lab with real scientists and graduate students dealing with actual cells and not just like the skin of a potato or something. So it's been lovely to have that hands-on experience at university.
And why did you want to go over to Rice University? Why not stay in the UK?
Well, for the longest time, I think a big part of me has been doing new things and forcing myself to try new things. And this is one of the biggest new things that I've done. So the prospect of being in a completely different city, country, meeting completely new people was really exciting to me. And I think that's one of the best ways that I grow personally and academically. So just being in a completely foreign environment, it just did so much for me. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to go.
America is our, you know, is probably a country that's closest to the UK, but is it very different to being here?
Well, first of all, the thing down south is definitely the accent. Some of them speak with such a heavy accent, it's kind of hard to understand, even though we're speaking the same language. I have picked up a bit. I'm saying y'all nowadays instead of y'all. But yeah, it was kind of culture shock. I mean, it's not completely different because there are still people and peers of my age. But just the stuff they talk about, you know, they don't have the same childhood experiences as me going to a UK school, you know, watching horrible history. It's just the basic UK experience. So communicating with them, like, my sarcasm sometimes didn't hit, my puns just didn't work. And it was a bit of culture shock, but it's definitely something you adapt to because after all, they're still people, they still speak English, so it's not as hard. My whole degree is 4 years. I've completed 1 year, and I have 3 more years left.
And does it feel like it's flown by?
It's gone by too quickly. I know everyone says this. When they enjoy it, it just goes by so quickly, and it has. I'm 25% done, and that's a really scary number because I feel like I haven't done as much as I could. So the next 3 years is just going to be me trying to live in the moment and do as much as I can to make the best of this experience.
And how has coronavirus affected studies?
Well, most of my classes, well, actually, all the classes, I took 5 classes last semester and the first semester, and only one out of all of them were in person, and it was a very small class, and doing classes on Zoom is not the most ideal situation. It's hard to interact with your peers, with your teachers. It's really hard to be in your room, a place where you sleep and chill, to actually study there and try to focus. I think my friends had like a similar experience of just being in the same environment all the time. It's very hard to progress academically, to get yourself to do stuff.
And it must be really hard. You're in a different country and it's your first year and you're trying to make friends and trying to get to know your way around. It must be doubly hard.
Yeah. Last year took a lot out of me socially and academically. I was always trying to say yes to opportunities and I was always doing. And I feel like I lost a part of myself that I had built up in secondary school. You know, the part that just takes a break. And I find myself constantly doing things, and it was stressful at times, but now I've learned from that, and I feel like the next 3 years I'm going to try to balance it a bit more.
So when you finish your 4 years, what's the end plan?
I don't know. The end plan is of all, I want to know what career I want to get into, because for the longest time I've just been struggling with deciding on what it is I want to do. My default option has been research, but with the academic flexibility in US institutions, I've taken classes like anthropology and painting, and that's made me realize that perhaps biology isn't what I want to do in a career. So hopefully in 4 years' time, I figure out what it is I want to do, and then I have a good path to go along.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but here you do your GCSEs, your A-levels, and you really have to narrow it down. But there, because they still seem to be doing a bit of everything.
So in Rice University, you have to declare your major by the end of second year. So you have 2 years to take as many different courses as you want, and then eventually settle down on a topic that you'd like to major in or to get your degree in. And most people do decide by their first year or the second year. I know some of my friends who are set on becoming a computer scientist or something like that. But yeah, that's how it's different here, isn't it? Because you pick a specific topic, like you become a microbiologist and you do microbiology at university. But there, it's crazy. Like I did Korean, I did anthropology, I did painting. Yeah, in my first year, and it was lovely to have that breath of fresh air and to see how these like different academic subjects are actually done in university.
And you feel the pressure to narrow it down because you have to do your A-levels.
Definitely. And that is what I felt during my A-levels as well. It was very much forcing myself to like what I've chosen, because I don't want to live with regrets, you know? And it was much more of refining, even the personal statement. It had to be all about that one subject you're applying for. But luckily with the US, you know, it's just more about you as a person and your interests. And then you go based on that. And it's a lovely outcome, really, just doing whatever I want for the first year and not restricting myself to something.
Well, good luck. Keep in contact. The year will fly by and we'll probably be doing this again next year.